No.
Hi, Leslie. Sorry, we're just getting it going here.
It's okay.
We're kind of okay. We're gonna try to figure out where to place the camera exactly. Hi, Linda.
I see everybody's back.
Yeah, the camera.
Yeah.
The trouble is the camera doesn't have a very long
Yeah.
cord, so
Should we wait a
turn
little?
around.
You hold that one? New shape. So I do with the book club, and it's better than this, but it's not.
You like around?
Yeah, we kind of. I think I put it over
Welcome
here.
to the camp. How about this?
We could put the camera like here.
How
Oh,
far does the camera
yeah.
go? Great, that sounds good. How
Does it
about,
reach?
I like that idea. Put a chair there. Or this
We
little.
have that table.
That's kind of pretty bad. Close.
So far.
Not even 6 feet. Hello.
Okay, let me
Anything
see
else? How's that? What do you see right now? Yes.
There you go.
That better?
You're also tethered.
Is there another?
That must be another. Do you know, Leah, where the outlets are around here? There's one behind there. That's the shelf.
Oh, isn't there a strip? There's a
Well, that's
strip
the shelf.
here. But so it's a charger.
It doesn't seem to have batteries.
Oh, she wants.
Or how about this?
Oh.
How about the
Or I could go right in that
Yeah,
corner.
we can put that
If I go right in that corner, I can get to that other one.
We
Just trying to find an
can
outlet. Okay. Do you want to sit?
That. I want to hit that power strip as it
Yeah, it's
relates to
actually
it.
Anika.
There's a power strip here.
Yeah. If you sit in that, I can't. Yeah.
Oh, look, this will move. And
I think we're good. We're good. It's a pretty long
oh,
one.
you're good?
I can sit like right here. That's a
Okay,
place.
but
You know, it's attached to this.
I need that. You can put it closer to
You. Plenty of room.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Is there anyone see my phone?
Yes.
Let's see. No, no, Jeanette, and no, Judith. So we don't
We're
see.
four.
We are four, but we just.
Well, Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
Don't know anything about that. Okay, are we set up? We're set up.
Hello.
Hello, Leslie.
Oh, yeah, we have Leslie.
And we also have Linda. And how is the audio? Can you hear us? Good. Okay. I'm talking. We have to really. I'm really.
Intense.
I am projecting. So we have to all work on projecting. All right. I do have the. So I'll open up when you need it. Thanks.
Oh, so is this from today? Yeah, it is. So we won't have the building and ADA because Jeanette and Judith
we do because you
don't
get an email.
Oh,
Yes. Anybody want? Okay, I don't know anything about Josh.
Well, should we call him? Like, you guys always call
We
me.
always call him. We have his number. We probably do because Kathy was from
See, go on.
I've got the number two, but I have everyone but Josh. I can. Maybe
Put
it's on
it
the
down for
wall.
the camera. Yeah.
That'd be great. And just to say, so Linda and Leslie, the open meeting law, there's a new added, now it's voted in and we have to follow it. We have to record the meetings, just so you know. This is FYI, just FYI.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got Zoom. Obviously, you do, so I'm talking to you. Yes.
And I think it said recording.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what it always says, yeah. And then when the meeting's over, we'll be in the world. All right, so Amber is calling Josh.
Well, we can accept
the minutes from the June meeting?
Yep.
Okay. So moved.
So moved. All those in favor? Oh, so I second it.
I second.
You're a trustee. You're a trustee. Yes. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So now Amber will be here to give her first librarian's report. So happy to have this person. And it's really nice that we're back in the shadier part.
Exactly.
This feels like
fantastic.
Yeah, it's because there's really great reasons.
Can you guys hear us?
Okay. So we're going to get started. Okay. Can you hear fine, Leslie and Linda?
Yeah. Better to project than.
Yeah, but you saw how loud. Okay. That's how it helps.
Yeah.
Yes, you know from experience. Yes. Okay. Amber, drum roll, third librarian report.
Thank you. That's very nice. Well, I sent you all my report, and I guess I'm curious if you have questions, but I'll just say that it's been a terrific couple weeks.
Nice.
And I've had the opportunity to talk with Leo a couple times, and I think I've met all but one of the volunteers, and just a lot of chatting and reading and meeting people, and it's been wonderful. Yeah, and I think the rest is basically in my report. The new internet that we have through First Light, the installation is all finished. And we got a new Wi-Fi router, and we tested it all around the building, and it is working as expected. So please let me know if you get any reports that it's not working as expected. That would be
great. Tried it, it worked.
Yeah. Great. Cool. So that was great. I started a summer story time during the school garden hours on Wednesday mornings. Had two story times, sort of garden themed story times, and we're going to use some of our garden themed books for giveaway that we have that were purchased for giveaway. So that's going to be part of it too. And camp started today. We had the great first week, we have Emma for these first 2 weeks of camp, and had a great first day, and I got a chance to meet a lot of the kids joining us, and signed up another kid for a library card, and they are all just seem so pleased to be here, kids and parents. Kathy and I had a real whirlwind couple weeks of transferring information, and we are not quite done transferring all the information, so she is willing to be asked questions still, which is really helpful, because in a library there are, you guys tried to say this, but there are just so many systems and accounts for buying things, and so to make that, sometimes that is a little rocky because They all now need a cell phone number to text him. I think we got all the major ones dealt with, but I'm sure that there will be some surprises. But I don't know what's going on.
This was really interesting. I really hope that you can explain your report.
For the reports for you all, I thought it would be helpful to report what's happening as part of the strategic plan. I find this helpful for reporting myself, and maybe it will be helpful for you all to see where we are making progress on these goals that you have made. And I would welcome your feedback for other things that you want to make sure are included.
This is great. Are you going to go through each one of these, or should we just like ask a question?
No, what's this for you all? I sent it in writing already.
I think it would be kind of lengthy if you went through it all since we have it in writing.
Yeah.
But I do have a comment on that.
Great.
This is good. I love that you're going to get an air conditioner.
You
were able I think that's a great idea. I just saw today on Front Porch Forum, someone was reminding that there's a $100 rebate through the state of Vermont for buying energy efficient.
Okay.
So whoever buys that.
I will tell Erica because she bought it.
Oh, she bought it.
And it's in the other room.
Oh, okay.
It's on the floors. Then it's not there.
But
yeah. You could still.
I will tell her.
Get the rebate after the fact.
Yeah. So
let her know. But you didn't tell them. And tell her that.
It didn't say much, it just said there's a rebate to the So that's all.
Okay. It is supposed to be a quieter, more efficient new one. I wanted to make sure we weren't getting something that
somebody's
was
old. Somebody's old thing that they didn't want.
All of that.
All of that.
all of that. And this one was recommended to us.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Do you want it?
Yeah, this is I want the
phone. I wonder too if it when it does get installed, it's worth putting that on the library website to say. I don't know, because it kind of reminded me a little bit of when there was a power failure this winter and people didn't have access to like a warm space or internet or phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Like for people in these really hot days, don't have access, access to it.
Definitely plan to talk about and I can post on the library Facebook page as well.
And stress.
Yes. I did send Nancy Detra a note just so she knew that this was a temporary sort of, it's really hot.
Right, it won't be all the time.
It's not going to be all the time. We'll decide when it's cool enough.
And we do need to do the empty audit in terms of programs. We talked about we're going to replace that with the security center. So
that'll be installed.
I'm hoping that we can get it in before the book group meets this week.
Oh, that's this Wednesday.
Yeah.
But is it freestanding?
No, it needs to go in a window.
Oh, it does.
And looking through the instructions, I think that this direct window here, not the one by the librarians, is going to be better because there is. It says to have room on either side of it, and there is a plant of lilac,
which could be fascinating.
But there's also on the other side of the inside, there are things that are always going to be right there. So,
And there's a plug in
there. And there is electricity that's easy to get to.
Good.
And maybe it's a kind of,
We were thinking about. And it's just for a little
It can be a, like, see how it goes. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for that.
I also just want to point out that we still have room in the last week of camp. You know, in fourth through eighth graders, it's August 5th. Oh, I wrote August 5th through 6th. 5th through 9th. If anybody, if there's still room and they'd like to have a couple more, just to use.
That's the stage.
That's the stage one. Yep.
So, someone posted that. Maggie Cole posted that today on school Facebook page.
Okay,
so maybe it's
cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
you say fourthly.
Yep.
Because they upped it, right? Some
they
lowered.
Yeah, so it includes fourth. But also, I think they're trying to be flexible. That's a real, that just, with, it has a grade level, but not an age, and like not everyone in that grade is at the same
yeah,
age.
Yeah,
you
change that.
So there's a little flexibility.
To do that age, something.
Yeah, because if you're a homeschooler.
Yep.
Yeah, so we can, during this time in our regular trustees meetings, we can just bring up questions.
Yeah,
because it would be
yeah.
kind of tedious.
Yeah, I think if there are like highlights you might say or something, but mostly.
Yeah, it's our job. It's our job
yeah.
to read it and then
yeah. But I guess I want to say that I really I like the layout of it. It's cool, and I like having the strategic goals.
Yes.
There, because we look at that document like it's a year updated, but like, now we're all like kind of see
in
it every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will be helpful for you to add things or change things. Yeah, it wasn't my intention, but
but it does end up being, and I say that with questions.
Yeah,
that's everything.
Yeah, I mean, just to know that the library staff are working towards your goals.
I feel like we did that a long time at first, like, but we reviewed our.
We would review them periodically from the time, but I don't think they were ever.
Okay. All right, so should we go on to the treasurer's report?
I don't know when the right time is to say, would someone please
write a
thank you letter? For a donation, I have all the information in the card right here. Thank you.
Yes. For your rep?
I am, and this is just a flyer for the summer garden days.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Love.
All are welcome. It doesn't have to be a school of kids.
Right.
Like,
that's nice.
I'm
going to do that.
Good.
I feel like the social media and like outreach stuff was coming second to, yeah, but it's such
if
an important part.
I would
send
it to
and
so it's so good to
everybody. And there's lots of, there's a snack too.
Mm-hmm. As always,
it's the drum. Including vegetable snacks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Amber. First record.
Eight plus.
But we don't grade. We don't grade.
But
it's
I
all
like
downhill.
Yeah.
So I'm starting my home store.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Render report. Oh,
yes.
Okay. With. So, not only is this a transition to a new director, but also in July, our meeting is really early this year because July 1st was a Monday. So, So, this is the report for FY24, which ended June 30th. But there's still a couple of things that are hanging out there before it's like totally finalized. But just so people see about where we got to, it's my overall assessment is we did good. That we, I would say most for the most part, we met expectations. Like if you go to the bottom line at the end, let's see. Oh, there's total expense. We were just a little bit over our budget. But that I think is depending on tolerance.
Yeah.
And we're able to, we had surplus funds in our account, so it's not. Just for to let the record show that we're not drawing anything more from the town or anything from that. That's from the overages for comes from the friends of the library. And let's see if anything jumps out. The first thing that jumped out to me was this $10,000 line, the top of income.
Yeah.
That was a big request we got.
I'm just,
that what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
No, it just is. It just got put into the budget. It just got filed into the budget, but it came in January.
Oh,
But
okay.
I'm not sure exactly. It might have been like that we first got the notice we're getting it in January, and then it thinks there's some amount of yeah,
actually been
for it to be clear and clear. So anyway, so that's what that is. What
nice.
You're doing this.
Has that
we just found out? Well, we've
I
known about
guess.
it since June.
Well, happy to know about it.
Do you know of the thank you response?
Do you know who it was?
I could find that out, but I'm blanking on it.
Was it anonymous?
Yes.
Well, let's just
follow up.
Let's
we'll
follow
follow
up on it.
So, but let's decide who is following up. So, John, are you following up? Do you want me to follow up? Is Andrew following up? And I'll write a letter. Yeah.
Great. And so yeah, so that's another it's nice that people think of the library.
Yes.
So
Well, super helpful.
yeah. And then overall for our fundraising, you can look at the total fundraising line, we were just above what we had budgeted, which is good. And the grants line has that huge number comes from the fiber optic grant we got from the State Department of Libraries for 16,000. And that will pay out over many years, and so
It's not really telling.
it's not really like this year exactly. So we might end up budgeting that differently. This
What about grants for summer?
so they're included in that grants number.
Oh.
So there was 16,000 was this Department of Libraries grant for the fiber optics and everything
Yes.
else. So everything else goes for there was one
Can you read that out, like in the picture, so that it sounds like?
I think we could potentially do that. We'll look into doing that.
But then it says
Yeah.
fiber optic grant below.
That is in under interest. So the
I see.
that those, and so those had not been, Kathy had been putting off calendar. So those are all new here. All of us can see. But yeah, so we really were able to learn a lot of things. So also yeah. Significant.
Is that part of our budget? Our expectation of this?
Well,
CBCD.
So, right, sort of. So we had that in the budget over here. You can see in the budget line, the column that we had expected approximately that much. And when you look at the total interest line, you can see that we'd expected 5,500. Yeah, 5,500. So. But this, again, this is in the future. I mean, the process of really, in the process of re-examining all the different elements of the budget. And so it might get reported differently going forward. But we hadn't planned on it previously, so yeah.
And is this, would this be considered friends?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's some of the stuff that I'm going
to try
to
figure out the difference.
So, and then otherwise, the other things that everything else looked good to me. There are some of the other ones that you can see were over or under what we had talked about them previously. But I don't know, I know you're just seeing it now, but if anything jumps out to you, if you have questions, try to answer them.
I will point out that under computer, the installation of the new internet was put under that line, and that's why it is so big, but it is covered by the grant that we received. It's not all of the cost, but it's most of the cost. The other cost is only a little bit over 200, and I think it's just toner.
Yeah, it was about $1,000. It was about $1,000 for that. And then the dues and subscriptions was about, twice what we had expected, but that was some. We adjusted for that in our next year's budget. Office supplies was over, and that was because of envelopes. We have those couple of different sizes of envelopes, and I think they all got ordered this year, and they don't all get ordered every year. So that's why that's happened to be this year.
What was the
meeting?
It was very low.
I think that it was porta potty for camp last year. Got filed this there in the budget last year, and that we changed for next year. We changed how that's going to be ordered. So I think that was.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. And next year, actually, I don't know what we put for meetings. We might not have put any meetings if we created different lines for things. And so then for next year's budget, which started July 1st, we don't have a budget report for it yet because it's Amber's been focusing on.
She's been focusing
on everything, and so we don't have the budget report, but She did tell me that she put in a purchase for books.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Ooh. And so that's probably, that would be like one of the first things on the new budget. But we're at the beginning of the budget, the fiscal year, this would be a whole bunch of zeros, especially because it's only been 2 weeks this year because of that Monday. So, so I hope you'll bear with us that we don't have that report, the July report, but we'll, in August, we'll have a more complete report.
So it's kind of cool that the donation for income, we're budgeting 1,000.
Yeah.
It's different from the letter.
Right, exactly.
And what's pretty cool is we budgeted 1,000 to this income and expenses and brought in 3,000.
Yeah. I think we can be really happy about the support, like financial support that we've been getting. And I think shows that we're well thought of in the town, and that we're have people support. So
that's that line item of donations. It's not all the money. Just like
random donations. Right, exactly. It's basically
like people who are like random.
Yeah.
Well, this is a quick question. The bottles in here, was that like leftover water bottles that we still had that we sold?
If that was the this bottle.
Yeah, that's a picture. Yeah.
Nick,
you bought a new one?
I didn't have my old one.
Example A.
And you can see it still has a tiny bit left of the thing, but it all rubbed off.
I may have bought the last one at the fair last year because I lost my initial one. And so we had to get outfitted.
Very good.
Yeah. I think that concludes my report.
Thank you, John.
Bravo.
Bravo. Yes. It is exciting to see evidence of lots of library support. And I'm very happy about that. All right.
The building.
Yes, this is the building ADA update. And Jeanette said in an email to me that the architect that the Broadway Community Center used encouraged her to check them out because he was very, very pleased. Robert Community Center. And so she is in process of speaking to them and will report next month.
Yeah, she said early August she was going to speak to do the thing. Didn't say. Didn't say anything. I wonder if there's a mic that can go. We don't have to answer that now.
So sorry, that update is basically
that she is seeking out a potential architect and is looking into the architect that the project team center used. So this is all research.
Right, and wasn't it the person who applied? Right. In the RFP that we did.
I know Jeanette and Judith, they're really a great team on ADA. They're doing a really good job. All right, so this is the only reason this is on the agenda was it's in our monthly calendar. That typically the librarian evaluation happens this month. So you can see my big word reschedule.
Great.
Well, this would technically this would be evaluating Kathy's last year.
Right.
We'd be looking back over the last year, right?
Yes, I believe.
But would we need to?
But we don't need to. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I guess what I mean is rescheduling is like maybe just.
It's
leaving.
Not actually a rescheduling.
It's
so
like cancellation.
It's
your internal when we want to be. We don't change our annual schedule. We leave it as it is.
For next.
So we're not rescheduling.
So
but what I'm saying is reschedule of when we want to check in with you. But maybe we're doing that in that way.
Why don't we just keep it on the same schedule that it has been?
Well, right now it's twice a year.
Oh, okay. I thought it was once a
year. It used to be twice a year.
Done it once.
You're right. It was. I've got it right here. Library balance June. And so I guess a formal value will have to be
Yeah. Okay.
That's the
so I'll just wait next June.
Yeah, it's on here for June. So June. The match. In my mind, I was thinking it was twice a year. It used to be twice a year. Okay. Cello.
Review bylaws?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Sorry. Let's skip that.
They did get mailed out. They did get mailed out. And do you want to take some time with them?
I think I missed it.
Okay. So
did you send it out like a long time?
It came with what Amber sent.
May not have sent it with it.
Okay. No worries. Let's put it on the agenda. I'm trying to stick with this.
Yep.
And everybody view bylaws is in July. So it happens that we sometimes table something. So let's table that for next month, August.
That's a good idea, and we'll make sure we read it.
And everyone, if you search your email, I did send it to everyone a few months ago.
Right. It was
in the winter. Thanks. And you really want to make sure you have the right copy, because that's why I sent it to you. There are different things out there that have different dates.
And which ones? What should it say? What should the right
one? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write myself a note right now. I was going to resend it tonight. All right, I'll just resend it tonight.
Amber, she's going to resend it tonight.
I'll just resend it tonight, Amber. I'll send it tonight when I get home. All right, so we'll table that to August. And you're ready for this.
All right, yeah, so I'm going to come over here and talk to. Well, you're getting that. Right. Hold up. Leslie.
Ah, hi.
For the cello concert, what do you want to talk about?
Me?
Yeah.
Can I share my screen?
Yeah, Laura's help. I forgot my computer at home.
Ah.
So do you want to start just by sharing what you have?
Yeah, sure. So
nice. There it is.
Can you see?
We see it.
Great. So I started just a flyer layout. I'm just waiting for some additional information to include on it. I've repeated this in all these other like social media sizes. So I've got one for Facebook and the website, you know, to run in the banner. Also for the event listing on the website, I did some poking around, and it will cost extra to do a fancy ticketing through online with credit card, et cetera, et cetera. There's also an option of just the PayPal for online purchase of tickets. Of course, they take a little They take what, 3 or 5% of that. I don't know what the fees are. Or we're just gonna have to do it old fashioned and just have people come in and purchase paper tickets or something. So that one's free. So
I had a question, which is, how hard would it be to do digital ticket sales in addition to people?
Well, it's, I can choose, there's different variations, and you can choose, like, the least amount is 25, and it can go to any amount over that. It's also good to know what's the capacity at the meeting house, like, what's our limit for ticket sales? Is it like 200?
I think it's about 200, but we can get that confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw I saw 200 and I saw 225, but I think 200 is probably more comfortable.
So there's different variables that you can put in: ticket name, description, pricing methods, price options. You could do 25, 30, 35, 40, but that just too many. I think that's too many options. Can set a minimum price. Do we want to limit people to like 10 tickets per family? I don't know. There's service fees of 25 cents per ticket. So, there's variables with the service, but we have to upgrade. And I think I sent it to Amber. What was it, like $36 a month?
Not more, but let me check what those numbers are. I don't have that in my head. Totally. That sounds about right, Leslie. What I'm unsure is what are we currently being charged a month?
Oh, for PayPal or?
No, for Wix.
For Wix?
There is a PayPal charge on Wix.
Because it says I can't sell tickets unless you upgrade to this service.
Yeah, we would have to upgrade our website subscription.
Yeah, but it has a really cool option where you can have fancy tickets. Like, I don't know if you can see this.
Oh yeah, we can see it.
No, that just means that they can sell tickets.
And do we need any policies or disclosures about cancellations or anything? I mean, it gets into the weeds, so I don't know how detailed we want to be, but we need to get this up and out real soon, because it's September before you know it.
I know
I think the PayPal is maybe 3% or whatever, but this would only be that 25 cents a ticket.
In addition to the monthly fee that Wix would charge, but I think it also includes a calendar, which would be really cool to have.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a lot less than payment. So this would be like instead of.
It's a
service charge, but we would have to pay more for the subscription.
So monthly, I think it's like $12 to $15 more a month is my guesstimate at the moment. It's not huge.
Yeah, let me there were different tiers of that service.
Yeah.
So that's why I sent you like a screenshot. I'm like, you pick what's great for you guys. So
I mean, can you form like a subcommittee or talk about it? Can I
say something?
Yeah.
I think we want to make sure we're giving that user friendly for patrons to use it. And so that to me would be a driving thinking on what we end up doing. What's the easiest?
Right.
I don't know about, sorry, that's all I want to say.
I'll just say, I think easy is good, but it's like, how many times are we going to have a thing where we buy tickets? You know what I mean? Like,
there's the raffle ticket.
That was my question. Was it, would this be useful at other times also?
Right.
Yeah, so we're potentially talking about maybe $200, $150 to $25.
It is the ease thing because we're worried we're not going to be able to sell these certificates.
Well, there's others.
But I think also we've been selling the person to.
Oh, here it is.
I mean, when I conceived of it, I thought it would be nice if it was easy. It would be nice to have two options. And there's some people that are going to want to do the old paper ticket thing. And then there's a lot of people now that just do everything online.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we had had the ability to put the rear defroster thing online, we might have sold tickets.
Right. Even if
they didn't show up, they would have been like, oh, we had that. Like, I know a few people that went on and they were really confused about the system that we had on there now. They were just like, well, I think I bought the tickets. I was like, well, actually, you made a donation. It's just like,
right,
just was confusing. So I'm not wedded to how we do this.
Yes.
I just felt like it was a discussion to have because this is a pretty big event.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't want to see like 20 people sitting all over there after we go through all this work.
How do we want to move forward around the ticket question?
I feel like, because we still have a lot to do tonight, I feel like we need a small group of people that will go over the figures and then decide. And,
yeah.
I mean, I would just trust whoever those people are to make that decision.
Meanwhile, I could just create stuff, you know, just as a event alert, you know, like coming, it's coming. So
yeah, that would be
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, save the day.
A little excitement around it.
Yes, that's good.
Did anyone
tickets on sale soon? You know, just something to hype it.
Yeah. Did anyone get back to you on the names of the cellists? No.
It's not the same from 2019.
I don't know.
No. Really, what needs to happen with that is Judith needs to be the person who produces all that those details. So she'd have the performer names.
Okay.
And so that's pulling in Judith. So I can be in charge of that.
Okay.
I'm sure Judith gives Leslie details.
The one other thing, and this is really nitpicky, I'm just saying it because if Judith were here, I think she would say this.
Yes.
The graphic that Leslie pulled
isn't
the old graphic that we used to use. It's it looks similar, but it's not.
Yeah.
If we're going to use the one we used to use, Leslie needs a, what'd you call it?
A high resolution file, like the original. Who
the
laid
original
that
high
out?
Resolution file, which.
So the original was created by.
Why the same? Like, is it?
At the other meeting, there was just people were saying Judith, I think, was saying, do we have the same? We want to use the same image. And Kathy was like, yep, Leslie has the image. Leslie has the same image. Oh. And then when you and I talked, you were like, I don't have that.
No.
So I pulled up
a
PDF of it, but
that's
what she needs.
Who created it? It's Sue Letters.
Yes. I mean, we can just say we're moving with this, but I just wanted to have this discussion.
I know it was real. I know it's really important to Judith.
Yeah.
So to respect her wishes, because she's the heart of all this. That artist now lives in Brattleboro. Why don't I find out? I just can't tell him nothing.
Okay.
He's the husband of Sue Leonard. I looked up in North Dublin.
Okay, that's fine.
And,
yeah, they can just get me the high res file. Like,
if that can happen, it may
this
not,
week? Yeah.
And you can say it was from 2019. And I have a PDF of it that I.
I'm sure I have it too.
Send you.
We also. Would not make a simple act of just sending this graphic to Judith.
Does this work?
Do you like this? You know?
Oh, we can do
it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we'll let Laura figure that out. One thing though, Leslie, cello has an apostrophe before the C, and I won't explain why right now, but that's also important to Judith.
Okay.
Agreed.
I've never seen that, but.
It's a musician.
Go ahead. It's fine.
It's violin cello.
Yeah.
But everyone just says cello.
Yeah.
Shortened.
Yep.
All right, so let's decide what the who's going to be on the subcommittee for the ticket, wave, mode of ticket selling.
I mean, I can help too. I don't know if the subcommittee is working this.
It would be great if you're, because it sounds like part of the decision is whether to do.
Yeah,
right, for the rest of the libraries.
Yeah, like if maybe you and Leslie and me, but I don't feel like I need to necessarily, but I will. But just to have a discussion and make a decision.
That works for me.
Another time, could even be on the phone, maybe. Does that work, Leslie?
Sure.
Okay. Anything else about your report?
No. Do we have to have the word A before that apostrophe or the?
No, just the apostrophe.
Just cello concert. We don't have to have a cello concert. No.
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Because it messes me up right now. I'm messing with it. I'm like, oh no. But yep.
So Laura's gonna see if she can find the original artist, and that's okay. Time sensitive. So you have like 2 days. Yeah. And so I'm gonna give an overview. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can everyone hear me? The overview. So in 2019, I think I had recently joined the board, and we had a cello concert then, and I transcribed some notes that people had taken over the years about the cello concert, like literally pages of handwritten notes from Laura, Becky, and probably other people too. And I made a document, which I reworked for the 2024 cello concert, and it basically is a roadmap of everything we need to do for the cello concert. From this, from making the flyer, to advertising, to getting the desserts, to how many spoons we need to rent. And it's pretty insane, and it's a lot of work.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
The 10th is reserved.
The 10th.
And I paid the deposit.
Okay, you can put that in the doc.
Yeah, I will. This is 2015.
Okay, which is the same as the 2019.
HLO.
Yeah, that's the one that I
understand. But they do have HLO. I don't remember that on the 2019.
This is 2019.
I remember that one. Okay, so the way this has to work, and we don't have a lot of time, is I didn't share the document with all of the friends and all of the trustees yet because I wanted the main people to look at it and approve it. But someone is going to, are you, who's in charge of the friends now? Anyone?
Not me.
The minutes were that it was going to be an organic evolution. Organic evolution, I love it.
So I'm not going to try to screen share the document that I made, but I can tell you that it takes a lot of people to put this cello concert on, and after the meeting tonight I'm going to share it out to all the friends and all the trustees, and with a description of like, hey, we have to sign up for these tasks. So, unfortunately, there feels like there's not many of us here tonight, but we're going to need, can I look at it now? I'm just going to run through the, like, big categories of what we're going to need to make this work. So you can kind of
move the person here and there. So just, yeah.
Okay.
Use the person.
I wonder if there could be, like captains of the different categories.
Yeah, I do have that on there, but I don't think I called it that.
Or whatever, yeah.
So, I mean, we can maybe volunteer some people, like Judith usually writes the press release, I think.
Right?
Yeah, because she has the information. Or she provides the information.
Let me. I did give you.
Richard said she provided the info. Richard wrote it.
Richard wrote it?
Yeah, it's very possible.
He doesn't know what she's
right. I don't know. Probably. Well, I'll write it on paper.
So much for the
Google Talk. But I still need to read it.
Oh.
Well, can someone just write this on paper for me?
Yeah, I can do that.
So, press release, Judith, and then we need, we don't have to decide now, but we're going to need a bunch of people to send that press release to like six papers, even if they're, maybe they're not even six papers. And then radio stations. We usually put that stuff on community like calendars through radio stations and through newspapers. Also,
I have a suggestion.
Press release goes.
Once it's written, I could probably convince Donna Plain to do the sending it out.
Okay.
Because he's got it, been doing it for 30 years.
Okay. So,
but I will be in touch with Donna Plain.
Well, but it needs to go in the document.
I know
so that.
I'm also writing it up, so I doesn't have to be in the notes, but I'll just,
you can take it out. All right, thanks. So, and then there's the different PBSs for the PBS. I guess it does. These might be outdated now. This was in 2000. NPR, NHPR, WTSA. And then all the trustees usually do some kind of email blast on their own or like a Facebook blast. So that's publicity. They also notify the Chamber of Commerce, the Guilford Community Church, it says the Vermont Arts Council calendar. So someone's going to.
All of that done.
That's going to be.
Feels like a lot.
Yeah, he's going to be newspapers and radio. All
right, so maybe we talk to some friends about that. But anyway, then we have to print postcards. Not going to decide who that is now, but just so you get the sense, postcards and flyers in the past, we used to do that
in posters.
Maybe we're not.
Like, not to send everything.
No, right, just no. Like you hand your friend, you bring them to.
You get 10.
Where you might
work. Okay, so like a flyer.
Well, there's a flyer, but the postcard was very effective. Postcard, I thought.
If you actually sent it,
because how are you going to hand it to someone?
I've had success in the past taking an 8.5 by 11 and just doing it four up on a sheet.
Yes, exactly.
And then,
yep.
There's another crucial one. We get sponsors for the, what's that thing called? When you open it up, brochure.
The program book.
Program book, yeah. So we have to have a bunch of people out asking if they want to be a sponsor. And I wrote the old sponsors here, so that would be a list for us to start with. And then the rentals, you and I can talk about that, but there's a bunch of rental stuff. We have a beverage organizer. I like Kathleen. But, so we'll need someone to do that. Photographers could be kids, could be little us. Stage manager, I put Laura in there. Decorator and stylist, probably Laura again.
Well, I did that with Mimi and Carol.
Okay. So just like
previous.
Get an idea. Two people at the ticket booth. So if we do that, paper at the door tickets, we need those people. We need ushers, which could be kids.
Let's add to our list of people we're going to ask for hundreds. Previous trustees.
Okay.
That's four of them.
Okay. We need four people to do parking help. I signed up as one of the head servers because that job was like blew my mind in 2019 and I wouldn't put that on somebody else. so basically this room gets filled with desserts and the head server has to figure out what's already over there, what's running out. And what needs to go over. And then we actually have servers who are behind the counter serving the desserts to the 200 people that rush out at the end. At the end or the
intermission?
I can't remember, but so those are jobs too, like servers And I think we should all dress in like black. Then we have cleanup organizer, volunteer recruiter. Oh, that's funny. I'll put that on. Forgot. So someone who could like maybe reach out, probably I'll do this, to like the school kids or people in the community that we need.
How we dealt with dirty dishes. We have Mamie and I. It was her idea. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Have the trays, we put the dishes in, and we just use those. Those two. Did you have to do that? I thought it was part of the. You had to stay the food.
You have to send it back. So that was.
Really but that was really fast. So really easy. Right there. The bonus is right
there. And then we need, I think, like, I had it somewhere here. 22 desserts, maybe? I'll double check that. So I have an old list of the people that provided edibles. That's another thing. We're all going to have to ask our friends, hey, will you cook for September 7th? Will you make a fancy dessert? Will you cut up fruit? Will you do a gluten-free thing? It's a lot. It's a lot.
Because we get a lot of people pulled in as helpers, that makes a big difference.
Yep. It's a little, I was a little overwhelmed remembering all that.
Helpers.
And do we want to, sorry, I just want to bring this up, but yes. Do we want to do it as we have? Like, yeah, sure. Was that, like,
well, we, I think we felt.
I've never been to one, just
yeah.
FYI.
It's a very, without being what I call foo-foo, and I think that's kind of a little bit for that, it was nice. It's still elegant. You know, it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's inclusive. And you know, back then we were charging $25, which back then felt like a lot of money. So it's not so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judith doesn't want to leave,
but we can wait out that. Because, you know, Richard would say you definitely need to charge him.
Yeah.
And so what we came to is head sliding scale at our last board meeting for the site. But we could do sliding scale. Anyway, the point is we thought we should even like some really desserts and just make it and tell you it's just
there was a Michelle Frizzy was a photographer for us back then and she I'll try to find her pictures and send them out to you guys because you'll be like it's like a fairy tale.
Well I had put up fairy lights and it's dusk and it's just and when you're in the fountain and when this comes in,
it's pretty. I wondered if we should do some outside seats. We've never done that, but
blankets,
yeah. Actually, we need 250 portions of fancy dessert. So,
are you guys still with us after all?
They're
this?
Like, forget it.
Look at Leslie.
I'm not here
there.
That weekend. I'm
sorry. I'm just doing the graphics.
There's coffee too, right?
Yes,
yeah,
there's coffee that the dessert, I mean, the beverage captain does.
I made the coffee in 2018.
That's right. And you were the library sitter. So we need a library sitter. We have to close the library on that Saturday morning because it's filled with dessert.
Okay.
On September 7th, Saturday, right? Same week. Yeah, it says Saturday, September 7th at 7 p.m., but that we start
that's
dessert great. Drop off at 6:30 in the morning, and it drops off all the way till right before the concert.
Do the bakers make labels, or is that part of the job?
They should.
Job?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we asked them to make labels. Whoever the dessert captain is, not me, but like the person who's organizing. Maybe I will do that. I don't know. So it might make sense for me to do that and the other thing.
Yeah, so they will label their stuff. And it looked really nice. We had little tech things to make it look so it's all things.
Yeah, that's what I remember. That's part of the elegant.
So the library is sort of a scratch out.
You see the library is closed up?
Yeah, we have to close it that Saturday because it's still good.
Right.
Choice of being desserts left.
Is that just? Does that say we're gonna have an air conditioner? It's like
right. All right, so
that's
where to begin.
That's the overview. I think we're. I'll share this document. Start signing up for stuff.
Yeah, we need to form former trustees. I'll be in touch with former trustees. How about that?
So it sounds like
I'm not going to be here. That
you really aren't going to be here.
I'm really not here. Oh. We're in our show.
Oh.
But I could probably work with more like in August. I could work on finding some options for the program. Like I'm trying to think of things. Before.
Yeah, finding sponsors.
I'm thinking about asking Richard Zansky if he could write a press release. Because he did write it. And he write it. Yeah, so I think we asked former trustees to help us.
Who types up all the, I don't remember that. Who okay. types up all the labels for the
hands with beautiful hands? So I can do that if I have a list. I can be very careful. And we just have little tables. So you can.
Right, so you're good. So somebody, you're getting somebody, you're like, can you bake this thing? And we need like ingredient list? What, or
no, don't
what do we need? Like,
I just the time what it is?
A title. Okay.
Oh, I thought we needed it.
No, if we can do.
Oh, that's what I was imagining.
No.
Okay, I was like, you're going to write a call. No.
You can probably just get like
name but if it's gluten-free,
gluten-free or dairy-free, those people say.
Right. And then try to get that info to you ahead of time.
Yes, we can tell them to create the little templates ahead of time. Okay. So I'll be in touch with trustees and then I get a bunch of information. And I said I'm going to do that. We talked to Don to see if he'd be willing to send out request releases when you're ready for that. I'm going to talk to Judith, show her. Leslie, can you email me your current draft?
Sure.
And then I'll send it to Judith and ask for her. This isn't the original. How is this for you?
Yeah, that's good. That would eliminate trying to find the original.
I believe me. I looked for an image that was like that, but.
And you're going to talk to Judith and find the names of the chunks.
Yes. Well, I think what I'm really wanting to do is get Judith and Richard connected. If Richard agrees to write it, then they can do that together.
But Leslie needs those names too.
For all the social media, the flyer.
We have to start having
website. Yeah.
All right, that's all I want to say.
Can I do a follow up?
Can there be? I'm just wondering, like, for getting sponsors for the program, could it also be like if people want to give in kind donations to the situation? Like, let's say I'm just thinking, like, let's say Hannah wants to like give. Flowers, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's on there, yeah. We have to get flowers.
But, like, I don't know, you were saying, like, Franklin donated
syrup.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, are those all, like,
I think that
things that get you in the book? You
know, we gave gifts to the
And that's in there. You'll see it tonight. There's maple syrup needed, flowers needed for the over there, and bouquets. For the perform, it says Judith, but
that was part of decorating for the workshop. Was part of I went to kind of start my special. Flowers and then that was Amy and Carol and then,
wow.
Actually, wasn't that part?
I do have that.
And so the flowers. What happened with the flowers? For the positions, we gave them the names that we made for the positions. People who wanted. That's someone was flying on the airplane.
Great. So we give the students a chance. And we could have
okay,
it,
yeah.
But we said that I just gave away second day. It wasn't specifically for what you
mean. It doesn't have just, I just went by what we had. So
it would, because they're getting the cert already.
So maybe.
I think the flowers, that's just an add on. If there's someone who isn't traveling, that's kind of So I think so. Our job right now is to recap, is to go into this stuff and study it and sign up for study. Or think of people you can ask. I think that's the key. And the other thing about desserts is so we don't blend, you know, just the tray of. I mean, it's not potluck, it's nicer than potluck. So it's not like high end, but it's something that will make really sense. Okay, it's going to happen. Yeah, what are some examples? Bars, they're bars. Lots of bars.
Hold on, I'm kidding. Pecan bars, chocolate cake, and orange cake, flourless chocolate cake, gluten-free brownies. We did Cheryl Redmond made us a cake.
She does.
Lemon squares.
She makes passing her lemon
truffles, oh my god,
those are
garlic. A lot of truffles.
And yeah,
desiring
brownies. Brownies were in a cello shape, though.
Oh, that's right.
Does
anyone have
the
chocolate? I did the brownies.
It was really cool. I just remember.
We had macarons. No, those little gluten-free things, and it's like a hamburger that has like a tasty thing.
I think that's a macaroon. I mean, you say macaroon.
The almond paste.
It's a macaroon. It's like
right.
I don't know. I think we should move on because, believe it or not, we've got like some talk yet.
I don't know. Okay, so we'll
so
go back and read
it out,
and read and study out. And figure out who you can ask for help.
Do you want to do this, or would you like help? I could offer to go through this and try to. I think that you did have sort of like captain.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the way to make this not be totally overwhelming.
Yeah,
to
find different.
So,
I think that'd be great.
So I can go through it and try to make sure that there's a sort of categories and that there's like someone that can be the leader to organize
yeah.
that category.
Yeah, for each section.
For each section, and then maybe we can
that's good.
Look at those things and see if we can be those, if we can make a category.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I started doing that after I was like a little bit down.
Yeah.
Like the dessert and the drink. And I like, let's just call it Captain, but it like tells us like that's the person. So like if Don McLean, for example, is the advertising.
This is one person. I mean, this is just, that's a one person job. What he's doing.
Maybe like I can't serve all by myself. It's gonna take two people, and then four people. Because we people don't take what they want.
No,
they're actually getting served.
Four, five, six people served.
Yeah,
and that's not that many green.
There's Becky Anderson.
Yeah. And it actually is really nice. And once everyone gets a job, it will be like, so
no, just have to spread it out.
But anyway,
I really bummed it.
Yeah.
So there's plenty pre. There's plenty that you can do.
You'll miss the big one. Sorry. There's plenty of work for you.
They're going to pull you in, whether you're ahead of
time. Do you think that is the. Are we gonna like video record it? Could it be a thing that's been looked at after? Yeah.
I don't know if her professional friends
want to
be video recorded.
Right. Yeah, that's, and I don't.
I was also thinking like as grades for like, I don't know, like bring it back to the library. Be like, oh, like do they have CDs? That they,
oh,
you know
sure.
What I mean? Like, can
yeah,
we have it part of our collection?
Well, that's what people can see. These are, I don't know, like world-renowned musicians. So
yeah. Yeah.
Did I say that? But the real, and then the library, we're just the people.
Yeah.
But yes, the library buy possibly some CDs.
We could do, happy to do like a theme display or something. But we could, it doesn't need to be a display exactly. But I had had this thing when we started Guilford Pulp. I thought I would make a book list that was related to every event we did.
Oh,
that were books that were available for something. And maybe there could be something that's like, maybe there are kids' books and adult books that are like music or telling them that they can do that at the school.
That's cool.
It kind of just makes me think of like, okay, so this is a fun music, but like, how do we make it something that like it's also like what the library is about?
There, I just want to say that, so this is September 7th, and then we have the proposed hot dog roast for August 14th, and a proposed in the Guilford Fair on Labor Day weekend. It feels like, oh my gosh.
With the hot dog roast.
Should we move on to the hot dog roast right now?
Yeah, but I just want to ask what they can do that. Can it just set? Okay, let me just check in. Linda, I know you wanted to speak. Remind me what you wanted to speak about. I was going to put you on unfinished. New business, not unfinished business. I can't hear you. Are you muted?
You're muted.
Okay. Yeah, it's about the fair. Okay, let's hold on. Okay, so then we'll come when we get to the fair. You'll be part of the conversation about the fair.
Right. When do you think that will be?
Well, we're going to check in.
We're going to talk about the hot dog roast and it'll be right up.
And then the fair. It's coming right up.
We could do the fair first.
Okay, let's do the fair right now. And then we'll do hot dog roast.
Okay, thank you. The Gazette has been under the wing of the library since we took it over from the seventh and eighth graders. And part of me just wants to make sure that that's
something that the library wants to keep doing.
Yes. And this may not be the right time to have that discussion, but those of us who try to get community people involved in the Gazette have been thinking if we could have a place to put up a largish poster thing explaining what the Gazette is, what people can do to get involved, the things that are, you know, in the Gazette each issue in some way, shape, or form. But at the 4th of July picnic, et cetera, I was amazed at the number of people who came up to me and said, "We've just moved to Guilford. Can you tell me about this or that or this other thing?"
So, I'm sorry. What I'm going to say, Linda, is why don't the trustees put it on our agenda, not for tonight, but put on their agenda to talk about with you.
Okay.
Because it's a really good question. Just because we've been sponsoring it, we should give member a chance to chime in.
I'm all in favor of it continuing. It's great. I think Kathy also wants to continue being involved with the Gazette.
I think she's assuming on library will still be the folding party will still take place here. The records for the Gazette will be here. I think the only difference for the Gazette is that she won't be the library director.
Yeah.
She won't have that title.
Right.
Otherwise, it appears it's gonna go on as it always did, but
the publicity piece that Linda's bringing up is important.
Yeah, so I have that figured out.
If that's all right.
So, Linda, can you hear me?
It's a little weird. My hearing aids are running out of juice.
Is this better?
Yeah.
So, I did the requested a booth, our regular library booth at the fair. And I asked if we could have some extra room to put up your display.
Okay, well, it doesn't have to be big and it can just be on the wall of the building if you're not going to be using that for other things.
I don't know if it would be able to be on the wall, but we could have it on the end between the where you go in for the exhibits, the pitch hall. It would
right.
be on that end near where you go in for the exhibits, adjacent to the library booth.
Okay, that sounds great, and I will. I'll begin work on it.
Okay, sounds great. And I think we just will need like a table for it or something.
Well, actually, I'm thinking of something freestanding.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I've got tons of hinges that I can
you know. Oh, okay. I see.
Sandwich board.
That's fun. Okay, that's
great.
Sounds good.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you for doing that, and thank you for thinking about that we needed to, visit the question.
Yes, yes. And if you need a gluten-free baker for the concert.
We want you.
I'm going to be gone that week, but I'm willing to make something that will freeze well and can be taken out of somebody's freezer.
Yes, do that, because your gluten-free stuff is the best.
Yeah, you're the best.
Okay, great.
Please mark us in your calendar. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Well,
see you anon.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. I thought Well, just if we're still talking about the fair,
yes,
you should put it on the agenda for next month too.
Yes.
I'm not sure if there's other plans that we need to make right now necessarily, but just organizing volunteers to staff the booth. Is that really the main and getting things there?
Mm-hmm. I'm awesome about hearing them.
Oh, come on.
For the hot dog room.
So I can use what Kathy used last year. I can use that again.
That might be.
Sorry.
Okay.
What Kathy used last year.
To organize us, and I will be here. So, yeah.
We're rapidly making plans.
Okay, that so we should we'll talk we should talk about it again, just to make sure.
So getting this production built. Is that basically that something you creating?
Yes.
And we have a good structure for
that. Yes, we do. And I think we're well set up downstairs. We have lots of donation. I mean, not donations, but
books.
Needed, we have a lot of books to sell.
We Kathy would bring a water thing,
like this. This guy.
Yeah, that thing. Some jugs.
Sorry, just a side note, and I don't know if it's but. What if there was like cello music playing? I don't know. It's like it's a week before the cello concert.
Right, we should talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we should sell tickets.
Yeah,
that's it.
Seven. Yeah, I could bring boom box.
Can you bring a cello?
Well, we actually could maybe
Zahn?
We could maybe get some.
Oh, well, Zahn is like,
he can't campaign at the fair.
But he can play cello at the fair.
But actually, there's a thing. No politics at the fair. It happened when the last time Sarah Coffey was someone running cancer, and they came to the fair, and they were campaigning, and Dave Franklin asked them to leave. And I was like, what happened? He was like, there's no politics at the fair. And so I've actually told I've told the Guilford Fair Board, if this is what you guys are going to do, you have to write it up, because I have a feeling that there might be people that want to do that.
I wasn't thinking
about
it. I was like, you don't need to.
No, but I think that it seems like the place that
it would be obvious that you would just
that
go.
You would go to campaign, but right. If the fair is trying to stay safe, like in neutral, then you would be like, I don't know what they're going to figure out. They're going to have that.
That's
I did have that one. Anyway.
Okay, so.
Can we do a fall hot dog roast?
Well, I was about to ask. Can we change it to after the jump?
I mean, that could be for us to choose. I think the purpose of the hot dog roast is a culmination of camp.
Yeah.
And so we could camp ends a little earlier this year. It is a Wednesday at 5 p.m. I think it's when it has been traditionally during the last week of camp. This August 14th, which is what was on your calendar, is a week after camp ends. So we could bump it earlier so it is during the last week of camp. And that might provide a little more distance. I think the organizing is way more simple than anything else. But we do need to buy a lot of hot dogs.
Yes.
And
Kathy still has some marshmallows.
There's a bag of marshmallows.
They'll never go bad with marshmallows.
And our program budget is such that not worried about funds for it. We consider it a program.
Oh, yeah,
But sometimes we do have someone that just goes and buys and donates.
Well, Linda, we want tons of funds.
Yeah, so move it earlier to a day that makes sense. Maybe talk to camper.
So they're like August 7th.
Yeah, I was thinking the week before.
So that's a month before.
And then we just need John usually and some other I think I did too brought fire pits for those people.
I tried to find and we got a fire lighter which would be a lot.
We run and you do that.
And then I tried to find a book that has a passage about
campfire.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, that was cool.
I think I've done it.
A few years ago.
I did maybe three of them.
Yeah, I was going to say three.
So I could try to do that again. Or if anyone has any ideas. But books if you
could read the same one.
Yeah.
Was it Jack London?
No, maybe that's a good one. I did one that was My Side of the Mountain.
I know
that
a lot of controversy.
It's like a you know, book.
Yeah, I know.
And I did, and well, it came out of the first year was it was Peter Gould's.
Oh, yes.
The horse beyond the orchard. And there was that passage about Veranda starting the fire.
Yeah.
And whatever. And so we read that.
We could cycle that back in. That's what it was.
The Black Stallion. I was sort of in the, other than Peter Gould, I was in the adult.
Yeah. Okay,
so
good.
So August 7th. And I'll make sure that Matt advertises to the campers.
Yeah,
he has been emailing all of them, and I think often invites them to this as a celebration.
They're always fun. Did
you say five?
Yeah,
five. Yes, five. Does that sound good?
Five to seven. Oh, you said
yeah.
5 to 7. Right? 5 to 7.
What day of the week? That's a Wednesday. So the library is open, which is an advantage to having an audience.
It's a, like, what's it matter when it's a campus?
3:30, I think, is the last week. So it's stage and stream that week, and they go from 9 to 3:30. Yeah.
Is that weird at all with the timing? So. It's worked.
We've
in the
done
past.
It. I think just keep it safe.
Get along, and they don't have to put them.
Good.
We could roast dates too.
All right. So, I put that in there just because it needs to happen. But to the emails, check my contact now.
I thought it was Aaron.
He's my contact.
Not Aaron.
So he's the one who told me.
And they are also. I think I'll wait.
So I need to check. It's an historical society board. So let's go to those to check.
Do
yes.
I need another thing?
Okay, no business, please, no. Leslie, I'm going to be in touch with Judith. I'll try to help you with what you need.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Amber, did you send out a July newsletter? I swear I saw it and then it...
Well, I didn't. Yeah,
so you were
going to have an August newsletter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the more complicated things unexpectedly... So,
okay.
But we could send out something in interim if we wanted to advertise. I made a poster, but it doesn't have any of these things on it because they're not in July.
So, I know usually we have a friends update, but it's not on this agenda.
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Didn't make it on there, right?
Maybe it just sounds like they're doing some organic.
It sounds
dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I mean, because Amber, you were such an organizing.
Yeah.
More so on the
kind of. Yeah, and I feel like I owe the friends an email to just say where we left off, about when the next meetings might be.
Yeah, Leslie. He emailed me, asked me
okay.
the next friends.
Yeah.
He was, and I told her I'd have to get back to her.
Yeah. So let me do that. So there's some transition there.
Yeah.
But they did have a meeting with him.
There was
quarterly.
Yeah. It's just quarterly. So there was a meeting.
August. The new one in August.
Yeah, their last one was
over Saturday morning.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce the volunteer opportunities that will be coming their way when they get this document?
A deluge.
I think they're all like ready for the volunteer.
Yeah,
opportunities. I think what
from the
I think they're happy to volunteer. Mm-hmm. I think though, where I was thinking was just mentioning when the regular meetings are and more of like the transitional organizing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it wasn't the last minutes.
It wasn't
what
the last
future needs to be, but people forget.
Yeah. Yeah. So they need to have a person that does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they will.
Organic.
No, I think that
they will organically get
them. I think we can support them.
And get ready.
Yeah.
But this is very specific.
It is.
That's helpful. Oh my goodness. So I need to go close all these windows that I opened.
Oh, so
for a second, I think. So are we done? Yeah, are we wrapped? We approve of that motion.
Give me a second.
All those in favor, you know, we don't have to do this. We'll be ready to move. I don't know.
Nora, this is an open meeting. You're being recorded.
We do not need to do Robert's rules.
Oh, that's not required?
We do not have to do Robert's
rules.
That's a choice.
But we have to do open
meetings. Of course, we have to do open meetings. We do not have to do Robert's rules. To me, it's silly at the end, in particular, to vote on should we meet in heaven. We just talk to each other.
Yeah.
Did we do other things? Yes, I did. Okay, let's talk. Let's call the day.
Just quickly, though. So I don't think we should do, I did say that there was an opportunity for us to do drinks again.
Oh, yes, right.
I don't think we should.
No, I agree. It's like too much.
At the fair,
yeah.
I think just keep it in mind though. I think it's a terrific idea.
It was a really good one.
It's in the past, it's been fun for kids to go around, but you can't make anything because of the
COVID
stuff. But if you have like a store bought thing,
yeah,
one year my son spontaneously started going around getting donations for the library and pouring out this lime and stuff. And he got a lot of money. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's been a hot day.
Like serving people.
And seltzers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it's not that hard. It's got just like it sounds easy, but then it's bad.
Then it's like bad. Then you're generating. And then you're generating all those other parents that hopefully people can do it.
Well,
but what I was picturing was the table. And coolers behind the table, and big jugs of golden seltzer, and people come in their cups and you pour it to them.
Yeah, and that sounds easy to go to. That sounds.
Let's hold on to that idea.
Yeah. Well, and if anyone knows, like a vendor for beverages, like, do you know any of those new people go for that are making soda?
Oh, like
Ingrid?
She's doing.
Would she want to do a booth? Then?
I had a great question.
I didn't realize Ingrid.
Yeah, I forget what her thing is called.
Like, Ancient Blessing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe let the church that does their, let them know that they should up the Denver Chapel. Who does that?
They do the food booth.
They have the food booth and the church.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Which church? The Guilford Community Foundation.
Okay.
Well, he's a food member.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how I know. I am going to turn off. Because the Chai people are coming.
Bye, Leslie. Thank you so much.
Leslie, thank you.
And I'm away this weekend, Little League playoffs, so.
Oh, wow.
Get me stuff ASAP. I might have to, yeah, I might go into Monday, Sunday, Saturday through Monday, so.
Okay.
Sandra, I'll try to.
Okay, thanks.
I don't think I'm going to do it tonight.
But I'm.